This is the truth about the coronavirus from Jesus Christ and physician Brent Spiner, MD. I will be reading different parts, and I'm going to get into character, and hopefully you'll be able to tell. April 5th, 2020, Gail. Oh, I see. So view all this coronavirus stuff as a Romans 8:28 issue? Jesus Christ. It's a complex situation, but that is a helpful way to look at it. For instance, you can see how materialistic everyone has gotten. They have hoarded grocery items out of fear, yet all they did was spend all of their money on groceries that will soon rot and expire. For those who have hoarded up years of toilet paper, the stores will no longer accept them back as a return, so they are now stuck with debt over toilet paper. Gail, I only shopped about every 3-7 weeks to save money, but I feel I can do the same by shopping about every 2 weeks or so. But then I always buy a lot of toilet paper because I use toilet paper a lot. Yeah, that's crazy that everyone's buying toilet paper. Is that Lori McBride brain control too? Jesus Christ. It's fear, bad faith, poor financial responsibility and planning, and not following the Gale commandments. If you follow the Gale commandments, you are protected from serious illness. Gail, you know, I think I know what I'll talk about in my next YouTube video. Jesus Christ. Lori McBride political agents are telling everyone to fear everything and to avoid going outside. But all that fear does is cause bad decisions, especially bad financial decisions like buying years of toilet paper for no reason or shutting down business operations without cause and weaken the immune system through stress and not getting fresh air and sunlight. Gail, wow, Lori makes me so angry. She causes so much suffering and makes everybody wickedly foolish. Jesus Christ, think about it. If people are glued to their televisions and doing everything it says, they're making themselves more prone to illness. Gail, doing everything it says? Jesus Christ, a human needs sleep, nutrition, sunlight, exercise, hygiene, and good organization. Yep, staying indoors, avoiding social contact with loved ones, hoarding useless items such as hand sanitizer and masks, stressing themselves and not sleeping. Gail, wouldn't cleaning the inside of my car be sort of like the Gale commandments? Gail, yeah, cleaning your car counts. I mean, Jesus Christ, yeah, cleaning your car counts. Gail, I spent some time yesterday using dish soap and water to wipe it down. Jesus Christ. But you don't need to constantly wipe down your house with alcohol or sanitizer like the television says. That's going overboard. Just stay clean and tidy. Gail, I did that a bit, but quit. I lost interest in it when you told me I don't need to practice social distancing. I do wash my hands more, but I think that's okay. Mainly when I'm about to touch my face or eat something. But I've quit washing my hands to the point that I dry them out. I'm just trying to practice common sense good hygiene that we should always practice, even without the coronavirus hysteria. Jesus Christ, you got it. Gail, it's kind of funny in a way. You shop at Walmart and they have foot markers on the floor telling you to stand 6 feet apart from the next person in line. I obey it to show consideration to people who are scared about the coronavirus, but I inwardly laugh. Jesus Christ, people are lacking in common sense these days. Gail, my psychiatrist says it'd be a good thing if everybody caught the coronavirus because it would make everybody immune. He thinks this is all overboard. Jesus Christ, he's smart. The fear of the virus is much worse than the virus itself. The cure to this disease is the Gale commandments and common sense. If the CDC or any politician on TV is telling you to do something that violates the Gale commandments or common sense, you're going to get sick or at least wind up in trouble. Gail, Dr. Ron Paul is really fed up with all this nonsense. Wow, I need to make a YouTube video about this. The problem is, if you go against what they're telling you to do, they might take the video down. Jesus Christ, that's possible. Use good judgment. Gail, Ron Paul got blocked at Facebook for one of his videos. Jesus Christ, it's also a good idea to respect people's beliefs about the situation like you do in line at Walmart. Many truly believe in it, and their fear can be dangerous to everyone involved. It's best to stay polite. Gail, that's what I've been doing. Actually, I understand how they feel because I'm very prone to fear about health issues. I'd probably be almost like everybody is right now if not for my communications with you and with my men. Jesus Christ, you've built up strong faith and good health. Gail, I think I know how to make a video about it. I'll say I communicated with you and the economy will bounce back and people are getting a bit too stressed out about the coronavirus and need to relax. That will be fine because they recognize that that is a problem. I can then work in the lessons I've learned from you in doing the Gail commandments and how easy it is to give way to fear instead of trusting God and obeying the Gail commandments. And this applies to health matters as well as to financial matters. They won't take my video down if I approach it as a common sense approach to the virus and do not criticize the authorities and how they're handling the virus. I might encourage people to take a break from the news and do something they enjoy while obeying the Gail commandments. Jesus Christ, wow, that would be wise advice. Gail, to Brent, as a physician, what has been your approach to the coronavirus, Brent? Well, having studied it in our labs, it appears to be just another strain of the flu. Our coronavirus patients tend to recover really well once we assure them that they don't need to panic. It seems like panicking makes it a lot worse. Gail, it appears a lot of the deaths reported about coronavirus are just people who died from other causes and that also had coronavirus at the same time. So the deaths reported are greatly exaggerated, Brent. That appears to be the case. Gail, so basically, if people just treated this like a regular flu season, that would be the best approach. It's said to be more contagious than the flu. Is that true? Brent, it's also misleading when they include suspected coronavirus deaths. Nope, it's basically just a typical flu season. Gail, that Lori McBride, it amazes me the power she has over the media and internet. Brent, take the same precautions. It's true that many people around the world die from the flu each year, but it's usually only the very sick or very elderly. Gail, she's got the whole world in a crazy hysteria. How does she do it? Lori McBride is turning out to be a super big pain in the butt. I wonder if my registered nurse sister conspired with her to start all this hysteria over a simple flu season. Brent, well, the media is very powerful, especially when people are watching TV all day and believing everything they hear without thinking. Gail, Lori has so much power. She can influence all the governments in the world to do her bidding. It's nauseating. I hear some people are being arrested for not complying with social distancing. Brent, yeah, you can see how she's using fear to take over. Gail, actually, I have mixed feelings about social distancing. In some ways, I like it because I never liked Jesuits coughing in my face. But I've noticed the only people who seem to be truly honoring the social distancing are non-Jesuits. When I go on my walks, Jesuits seem to be flouting the social distancing that they impose on others. It's don't do as I do, but do as I say with them. They still try to bump into me on my walk. Social distancing be damned with them. It's like they're laughing at all the world who is all caught up in this while they flout the social distancing themselves. Brent, you can definitely tell which ones are Jesuits and which ones are just being polite and trying to help people feel safe. Gail, it seems Lori's able to control everybody down to the minutest details of our lives. She's a super control freak. I can't stand that about her. Can't wait till she's gone. Brent, she wants everyone on house arrest, it seems. Gail, do you realize that if it wasn't for Lori McBride, that none of this coronavirus hysteria would be happening? This bitch is too powerful for comfort. I mean, you can't go to the store. You can't do anything now without being affected by bitch Lori McBride. She has literally intruded into the daily schedules and lives of everyone on Earth. Definitely a type of the Antichrist, that's for sure. How's Gabriel Chan of Fox News reporting on the coronavirus? Brent, they're being very level-headed about it and just reporting the facts. The Gabriel Chan of Fox News Network does not succumb to Jesuit propaganda. Gail, I wish I got Gabriel Chan of Fox News here. Do some Floridians get it? How extensive is their outreach? Brent, it doesn't broadcast in Florida, but everyone else around the world can tune in.